We know that when the middle class does well, everyone does well. The wealthy get wealthier and the poor have a way up. But when the middle class is not growing, the poor are damned and the middle class are stuck. Ladies and gentlemen, you saw what happened to the policies we had to put up with for so many years before. You watched the middle class shrink. People having trouble they never had before. You know, economists, and I got a whole bunch of them, they'll talk to you about the middle class in terms of a dollar number. They'll say, well, middle class is $49,490 or $52,600. Middle class isn't a number. It's a value set. It's a way of life. It would make the people in Delaware not a single bit different than the people in South Carolina. It's about being able to own your own home, not just rent it. It's about being able to send your kid to a good school, a neighborhood where it's safe. It's about being able to send your kid, if they do well enough in school, to college and know you. Do you know anybody, rich or poor, doesn't have the dream that their child someday will be able to go to college? I've not found any distinction anywhere in the world, anywhere in this country. It's about knowing you can do that. It's about being able to take care of your parents when they get old and hope that you put an A enough that you won't have to have your children take care of you. Where I come from, in Scranton and Wilmington, Delaware. But it's no different here. That's what being middle class means. It's being able to care for your family. It's being able to hold your head high. And all of a sudden, since the last election, here are Republican friends talking about how much they value the middle class.